WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Oh! In the
morning. Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is straight up 6 o'clock. Cloudy, 50 today. Right now, 28 in the NRV, 28 in Lynchburg, and 29 in Roanoke. How you guys feeling this morning? You feel wide awake? On a scale of 1 to 5, how awake are you, Monica?
Negative 1.
Oh, no.
So she is sleepwalking and sleep talking right now.
Is your struggle bus just struggling this morning?
It is struggling. I mean, Mondays are busy days because kids practices, basketball practice, dance practice.
Right.
And just trying to get both kids to, you know, different locations around the same time.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, a lot of parents are doing this, you know, doing that multiple times a week. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Why isn't Ava driving yet?
She will be. She's 15. Oh, you can bet.
Put her on a bicycle. Put Hendrix on the back. Put Hendrix on the front of the bicycle like E.T.
Okay.
And just let her just ride him around.
That's an idea. Yeah.
Speaking of which, all of your, you know, driving around and riding around, when you go through, you know, fast food drive-thrus, or sometimes when you go grocery shopping, do the cashiers call you pet names like Honey?
Yeah.
Babe,
yes.
But how do you feel about that?
It depends.
I don't know. It depends on how many times they do it. Because I went out to a restaurant probably like last week,
uh-huh,
one day. I went there for lunch and I sat at the bar. And the bartender kept calling me Sugar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Here you go, Sugar.
Yeah.
And like constantly. So...
Huh.
It didn't bother me too much, but I know there's people that would be annoyed by that. I know it's a term of endearment, but I could see how that would irritate people.
Yes, after too many times of saying, like, you know, Sugar or Honey, and also it depends on who it is. If the person is like a baby. When
yeah.
I say that, I mean, like, they're Ava's age and they just started working. They're like, hey, honey. Hey, I'm like, no, baby.
For me,
but I know they're trying to be nice, and, you know.
For me, it just depends on what led up to it. Like, if I'm in a fast food line drive-thru and they've taken forever, it's
uh-huh.
been very slow, don't you dare get on there and say, all right, have a great day, bud. No, we not buds, man. You didn't have me sit here for forever. If I've had to wait in line, keep it short and sweet.
Like, well, they know you're waiting. They're like, how do we smooth this over? Just add bud.
No.
Just add sweetie, add honey to it.
Give it to me for free. That frustrates me
oh.
so much.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Chris, what are you thinking about on this Tuesday morning?
So remember I told you guys I had like an eye infection right when I left to go to Christmas?
Yeah.
Right before you traveled.
Yeah, well, I think it's come back, but in the other
eye.
Oh,
shoot.
Oh, no.
So what does that mean for us?
Exactly.
So initially, I thought it was pink eye, but I don't think it is because my eye isn't really that pink, but it's really sore. Like,
oh,
if it's sore to the touch.
Like dry, irritated from
the... No, it's sore. If I touch it, it hurts like I got punched in the eye.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I need to look up the symptoms. Okay, what if it's not pink eye? What is another reason
Harley
for an eye infection?
Harley punched you in the sleep while you were sleeping.
You think your dog hit me?
You took a paw to the eye.
I don't know. I may have to go to the doctor today to figure out what it is. Because I'm like, okay, this doesn't feel good.
Oh.
Please do, because I'm scared now.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
See, this is what we get. We always want to be included. We always want to be ranked high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you that Virginia is finally in the top 20 for a certain kind of ranking. So, you know,
okay,
applause.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much.
Huh.
The ranking is states with the most... bed bugs.
I better get out of here.
I feel like we need a reverse applause for that.
Open your hands. Yeah, and it's specifically the cities of Richmond, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and Norfolk, Virginia.
Well, it makes sense. A lot of traveling and, you know, people coming in from different countries and different, you know, a lot of government stuff happening too. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you know, it makes sense.
That would make sense for any city, though.
Yeah, I feel
Washington,
like there's a lot of traffic right there.
So Richmond, everyone just coming.
Everybody just hanging
Richmond.
Out there. Dang.
But yeah.
At the bed bug convention.
Exactly. So from,
that's what it is.
So from last year to this year, last year we were at 26. 26. And
uh-huh.
this year we've jumped all the way up to 17th.
Oh, that's
not good.
We've jumped
up 9 spots. as far as, and this is done by Orkin. Because Orkin, that's the people that you would call if you have bed bugs.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So they have all the information, all the correct information. And they said, yeah, Chicago is number one as far as the cities. But yeah, Richmond as a city is what really pushed us over the top. And so Orkin says, when you're traveling and you want to check on bed bugs, you need to remember the acronym SLEEP. SLEEP. So that means sleep. S, survey the hotel room. L, lift and look in bed bug hiding spots. E, elevate luggage away from the bed. The second E is examine your luggage carefully. And then P, place all dryer safe clothing from your luggage in the dryer for at least 45 minutes when you get home.
Okay. I was in Richmond this past weekend. And I did all of that.
I'm confused by a couple of those letters. I figured L would stand for leave and P,
yes.
P stands for pray that you don't get eaten by a bed bug.
I think that's what it is.
I like our acronyms better.
At the very least, we can do sleep.
Yeah.
And all the prayers.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I made an observation yesterday as I was getting my mail out of my mailbox. My mailman was still there putting mail in other people's mailboxes. I noticed something that he had quite a few of in his hand.
Okay.
Magazines.
Oh, who's receiving a magazine?
Who still subscribes to magazines?
I used to get Time Magazine for some reason, but...
We can't be shading the magazine subscribers.
We can.
Okay, so yeah. do you have a magazine subscription?
I do
Is
not.
Is that why you're offended by my question?
He still gets Jet.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I miss the days of getting the ESPN magazines and Sports Illustrated magazines. I don't do it now because they got super expensive and I can get all that information online. But man... I miss those days. I'm jealous of whoever this is that's getting magazine subscriptions in your neighborhood.
I did used to like to get the magazine subscriptions. I'm trying to think of what magazine subscriptions I've had over the years. I did get Men's Health. I got Maxim. I probably got like Entertainment Weekly.
I just got those few.
Yeah. But other than that, those are really the only magazine subscriptions that I've gotten. But only place I really see magazines are like when you go to the doctor's office, they still have magazines sometimes sitting on the table next to to your chair. But they may be 3 years old, but they're still sitting
there. Yeah, and then you always feel like, oh, do I want to pick up that magazine at the doctor's office?
Yeah.
And maybe I'm a little sensitive right now because Sports Illustrated, huge sports magazine.
It was a big deal.
Swimsuit edition, et cetera, et cetera. They're being shut down. Like, all of their employees recently, like a week ago, are getting let go. Like, they're just shutting down the magazine division of Sports Illustrated. And that makes me sad.
It is sad.
So many memories gone away. Tyra Banks, first woman on the cover of the swimsuit edition.
But how hard are we fighting to get them back?
I mean, I got the internet.
I don't need
to see them anymore.
I think that's probably why magazine subscriptions have subsided and there's not as many. But I can't think of any younger people that are getting magazines sent to their house. Do you know any? Do you have any female friends that are still getting Cosmo?
No, I really don't. The only thing that I received that I still get excited for is the little Roanoke Parks and Rec activity magazine, little booklet.
Yeah.
I get excited for that thing because I'm like, ooh, dodgeball. And I just imagine having a team and people are going to sign up. So I get excited for that.
You know what? I'm going to ask my players today. I'm going to ask them to just tell me what a magazine is.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm like, can you just describe a magazine to me? Now, the girls are somewhere between the 8th and 10th grade.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask them just to describe what a magazine is.
Okay, ask them, ask them what names, and to name a magazine.
And to name
any,
a magazine?
Any magazine.
All right, let me make a note to do that. I'm going to try to do that one today.
Yeah.
All right, so if you subscribe to any magazine right now, text the show 52353, or you can call 540-774-923. I'm kind of curious to know what magazine subscription is still active in your household.
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah.
On the K92 Morning Thing.
I was so excited yesterday. Okay, because Hendrix, he enjoys one of my childhood snacks. And that is just, I mean, I was elated yesterday.
It was a proud mama moment.
It was. You can text into 52353. I mean, what snack is your child enjoying that you're like, yay, that's what I'm talking about. We'll talk next. K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, I was so excited because Hendrix, he favors one of my childhood snacks.
Okay.
That being Funyuns. And I was glad to see that he's all about them. Because that's one of the bags of chips in the big box.
The assorted
variety
box.
Yeah, yeah. The pack where it kind of just lingers. It just hangs there. And none of the kids and, you know, neighborhood friends, Hendon friends, they don't want that. Well, Hendrix, he had a bag and he really loves them.
Now, is that something you just realized that was one of his favorite snacks?
Yes, yeah.
You never knew that till yesterday?
Well, yeah, because he usually would skip over it. He had one before and he didn't really care for it, but then he opened up a bag and decided to...
You know what?
He's like addicted to it.
I bet why he skipped is because typically kids don't like onions.
Uh-huh.
In his mind, it's, oh, it tastes like an onion, but then he tried it. He's like... Maybe onions
aren't
that bad.
That's not too bad. But yeah, he's all about them.
As a kid, Funyuns was an interesting bag of chips for me because I liked them.
Yeah.
Only if I was eating them with something else.
Oh.
I did not enjoy just opening a bag of Funyuns and eating Funyuns just on their own. They had to be with a hot dog or with some sandwiches or something like that.
Oh,
they just
okay.
couldn't be by themselves. I just felt like they were disgusting by themselves.
Oh, see, well, I was a thicker child. And I enjoyed Funyuns with some root beer, maybe even a candy necklace. So
oh,
I was
gracious.
Like,
all the diabetes.
Talk to Trigger about it.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, I didn't like Funyuns because they cut the inside of my mouth.
Oh,
yes,
they would get
yes.
sharp.
They would I know exactly sharp. What you're talking about.
I thought they were sharp, so when I'd bite into it, one time it actually, one of them cut the inside of my mouth, so then... I was afraid to eat them. So
okay.
I went a long time into my teenage years, closer to adult start, before I started eating Funyuns again.
Uh-huh. Now, you have niece and nephew, right?
So I do. And they don't like Funyuns.
Okay.
I asked them.
Do they have like a childhood snack? Is there something that you enjoy that you see them now snacking on?
Well, I know my nephew loves Kit Kats.
Mm.
And then my niece loves the... Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Which I love both of those.
Both are really good. Now, getting back to the assorted bag or assorted box mm-hmm. of chips, what's the least favorite now? Can we all agree that it's Fritos or is it not Fritos?
It's Fritos.
Yeah. It has to be Fritos.
And I'm
right?
okay with it because I enjoy Fritos. I mean, so.
You get all Fritos and onion and Funyuns. Your breath smells rough.
Lovely.
Honestly, my favorite chip of my least favorite chip anytime, whether it's in a little small bag or not, is just plain Lay's potato chips. I think
I could go to town on some plain chips.
Oh, of things.
Yeah.
I think they're super boring. Like they're just they're plain.
They hit right when they hit right. Well, you know?
They always hit right.
I think the reason why I don't like plain Lay's potato chips, to me they taste greasy.
Oh, they
so,
are greasy.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. I really taste the grease in them.
Hmm.
Oh,
however,
see.
I will eat a kettle chip that's plain, though, because
now,
there's...
Kettle chips, they hurt.
Because they're hard. Yeah.
They hurt.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of just plain Lay's potato chips or like Ruffles because they're so greasy.
Okay.
And then I guess then Fritos would be right above that is one of my least favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the Lay's potato chip hate.
Yeah, just tossing the bag out.
I want a bag right now.
Yeah.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart. She was just trying to do the right thing, guys. This woman received a text message Saturday night from her aunt that said, "I am having a heart attack!" Exclamation point. She received that text in the dead of the night. Well, not the dead of the night, but it was that evening. So she gets the text message. She immediately calls 911 and sends them to her aunt's house because her aunt's having a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah.
She must need EMT and paramedics. So they show up. They show up to the aunt's house. They knock on the door. The aunt opens the door perfectly fine, 100% fine and well, with a huge smile on her face. The paramedic said, "We received a call that someone at this residence was having a heart attack." So we rushed over.
Mm-hmm.
The aunt started to smirk a little bit, and she goes, "I'm not having a heart attack. I'm just watching football." The aunt is a Green Bay Packers fan. They were playing the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday night, and they were in a really close, tight game. So because she was so anxious about the game, she sent a text message to her niece saying, "I'm having a heart attack," basically saying, "This game is giving me a heart attack."
Yeah, she's stressed out.
The niece had no clue what she was talking about and immediately called 911.
Well, at least the niece was looking out for her, you know? She's like, she loves her aunt. She's like, "You better save her."
I feel like that was a practice run for a real heart attack.
Yes, because you never know. You need to time them.
Oh.
And so the aunt, she apologized to the EMTs and the paramedics, saying she didn't realize that her words would be taken seriously.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately for her, the Green Bay Packers ended up losing that game. So not only did she get a bunch of 911 people at her house, her team also ended their season right there that night.
I tell you what.
So she literally did have end up having a real heart attack.
If anything else, her heart was broken out of sadness.
Oh. We find the biggest arguments on the internet and bring them to the radio. It's the Morning Thing Social Media Smackdown on K92.
This week's Social Media Smackdown starts when Kara posts on her Facebook page that she just booked a 2-week vacation. And well, it all goes south when her coworkers see that post and they question her about why she needs a vacation because she calls into work a lot.
Seems like shade right there.
Yeah.
Guess what, Antoine? You're going to play Kara.
Oh, lucky me. Hi, I'm Kara.
I'm also going to play her coworker, Pam. Hi, I'm Pamela. And Monica, you're going to play her other coworker, Gina.
I'm Gina.
And let's roll into this week's Social Media Smackdown.
Just booked a 2-week vacation. Deserve a break after working so hard.
But do you really work hard if you call into work at least one day a week?
Well, Pam, it's none of your business why I'm not at work. I don't question you when you call in. I get all of my work done.
Finally, someone said it. It's not fair for us to pick up your slack every time you decide to have a mental health day, Kara.
Gina has an awful deep voice.
She does. She smokes cigarettes.
Gina, don't act like you're not secretly happy when you get to handle all of my brilliant ideas. How many times have I saved your butt? Remember that time you almost lost your job because you forgot to do that report? I redid it for you on your day off.
Kara, the only brilliant idea you've had lately is convincing our boss that you're essential to the team.
Seriously, Kara? The only time you break a sweat is during a game of Candy Crush on your lunch break. Who even plays that anymore besides you?
Once again, none of your business. I can do whatever I want on my lunch break or when I'm not on the clock.
How about next time you're on the clock, you do some work instead of swiping left on your dating apps? We all see you every time we walk by your desk.
Or if you're swiping right on every dessert delivery service in town.
I buy sweets for the entire office to share. Don't come at me like that.
We're just tired of sugarcoating the fact that you're the office slacker, Kara.
Yeah, maybe you should learn how to work harder, not smarter.
No, 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 Pamela. You got it all wrong. You learn to work smarter, not harder. It's called efficiency, darling.
Efficiency, Kara? Is that what we're calling napping in the break room now?
Hey, a power nap can do wonders for productivity. You should try it sometime.
Maybe we would if we didn't have to cover for you every time you decide it's nap time, Kara.
Amen, Pamela.
Well, if you two are done being workaholics, I'm off to plan my well-deserved vacation. Try not to break a sweat without me.
I feel like Gina's voice got deeper through the whole
She was angry. That anger was coming
she
from
was
the
smoking,
soul.
She was smoking a cigarette. Yeah.
She finished an entire pack. Hey, if you find a fight anywhere on social media, whether it be on Facebook, Instagram, even the Nextdoor app, just screenshot it and message it to us on the K92 Facebook page. It's the K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And there are 6 words you should never utter on a first date.
Okay.
Before I reveal what those 6 words are, Monica, I posted this question on the K92 Facebook page.
Yes.
Of how you could ruin a date in 6 words. Do you want to read me some of the comments?
Yeah, there are so many people responded to the message. Thank you, by the way. But someone says, I believe the earth is flat. Let's go back to your place. I'm in between jobs right now. Let's see, I have 6 kids at home. Okay. You should know I'm a felon.
Okay.
Give us a pause in between them, because one time I thought they were all one long sentence.
Oh no. Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's wait, when does it stop?
All right. Have to be back for lockdown.
Okay.
I'm still married. Is that okay?
Probably yeah. Not.
All right. Yes, all those meds are mine. Let me check with my mom. You were paying for tonight, right? Yeah, there's so many.
The all of these meds are mine is an interesting one, because it sounds like the first date is at someone's house.
Yes.
And I don't think you care about the medications at that point.
Well, they could have brought all their medication on the date because it's medication time while they're on a date.
The pill case.
But the 6 words you should never utter on a first date
What do you want to do?
Mm.
A lot of people going out on first dates this month, beginning of the new year, looking for new relationships.
Valentine's.
And why should you never say that on a first date? That's because that means you don't have a plan.
Yeah.
Because nothing is more annoying than going on a first date with somebody and you get there like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Are you staring at each other? Is that business with
it? I think it speaks to the insecurity in society right now, because you want to make the other person happy on the first date so much that you don't want to plan something that they're not going to like. So instead of saying, hey, this is what we're going to do, you're like, hey, what do you want to do to make you the happiest to give me a second date?
Yeah.
People are just insecure these days.
Yeah, and I do feel a lot of pressure when I'm out on a first date with somebody, and it's my it's up to me to come up with something for us to do.
Okay.
I usually say, okay, well, you plan it.
Hold on. Okay, well, you plan it. That sounded like six words.
Yeah, sure enough.
No, what do you want to do? Those are six words you should never utter on a first date. You should have a plan and then also have a backup plan. Say you plan to do something outdoors and it ends up raining or the weather's bad, you need to have a backup plan. I feel like if you're going to ask somebody out on a date, then you need to make the plans. Don't ask somebody out on a date and then expect them to come up with the plans.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to pay too. Whoever asked the person out on a date, they're in charge of paying.
Okay.
I don't care what gender you are.
10 toes down on it.
Exactly.
No business.
That's why we're going to go to McDonald's. Pick your combo number.
Don't be slow.
Speed counts. Time to train your brain with the K92 Morning Things. Think fast.
All right, we're going to see whose brain is working this Tuesday morning. Is it going to be Chris? Is it going to be Monica?
It's going to be Chris.
I don't know.
It's going to be Chris.
I'm looking at our coffee cups. We've had the same amount of coffee this morning, so I think it might be close.
Mine's not going to do it. I'm just telling you right now.
Normally, I'm used to people being cocky and confident. You guys are saying, no, it's going to be you. All right, so the way Think Fast works, I'm going to give you a category, and then I'm going to give you the first letter of an acceptable answer.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be the best answer. It just has to be an answer that works.
All right.
I'm giving some lenience because I hear how tired you are.
You heard me stretch it out.
I heard something over there. All right, so we're going to start. First one at 2 points wins. Give me an activity that you do while bored that begins with the letter G.
You get running. You get nowhere. You get a nap. I told you.
No,
well, shut
no.
You, yeah, yeah. Chris, going to the duck pond.
Starts with a G.
It starts with a G.
Gaming.
Gaming. Okay.
That's a good answer. See, that's what I told y'all.
It's a way better answer than you get getting. You get going. You get a get up. All right, that's 1 point. You, Chris, thank you for saving us. All right, here we go. Monica, have faith in
me. All right. Stand up. No, I'm not.
Because we were just talking about it. We were just talking about first dates. So give me a place for a first date that begins with the letter C.
A cattle ranch.
A cattle ranch. We will accept it. Cattle ranches are great places, I guess.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I'm just looking at Chris.
First date, you put on your cowboy boots.
There we go.
Go button.
Cowboysingles.com.
All right, there we go. 1 point each. Woo! We're going to a bonus round, tiebreaker round.
Oh, man. I'm nervous for myself.
It can only go up from here.
Okay.
Give me a TV show. We watch a lot of TV. Give me a TV show that begins with the letter H.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
I've never heard of that show.
House on the Hill. Hill House.
House of Cards.
Nope. House of Cards.
Dang it.
That's correct.
All right.
You were thinking like the House on Haunted Hill?
Yes. That was it. You knew what I was talking about. All right.
I knew something.
Good game, Chris.
All right.
That was something.
Woo!
We might have to retire that one.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Valentine's Day is approaching us.
Mm-hmm.
Three weeks away.
Yeah, so that means you need to watch out for scammers. especially the senior lovers out there, the seniors that are on dating.
I don't know why I thought you said singer lovers.
I probably did.
I was like, you mean Johnny Gill and Chris Brown and all them.
So this is a PSA for our grandparents. We need to watch out for them for Valentine's
yes,
Day.
Yes, yeah, you need to check in because if they're on the dating scene, it could be a little dangerous. So they say the seniors need to watch out for the red flags, especially if you're on one of those dating apps and they say, hey, we need to switch over to your email and send your personal information. Or they, profess love baby. Too quickly.
That just makes sense.
Uh-huh. Claim they're traveling overseas and stuff like that.
Ooh, I'd love to go to Puerto Rico.
Or plans to visit and ask for money.
I'll send you $7. In my head, that's what the dad was saying.
In my head.
No, unfortunately, a lot of our grandparents will fall for that, too.
Yes,
I think we need to send them. Listen here, Grandma. I know you're single and ready to mingle, but here's a few things you need to know. And kind of go over some things to watch out for.
And thinking about grandma on the dating scene. What they know about grandma?
I don't want to think of my grandma on a date.
All right, so they tried to bring back Lizzie McGuire with Hilary Duff. Remember that show?
A little crush on Hilary Duff.
Didn't it start off like with a little animation?
That's how the episode's open, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they wanted to bring that back, but womp womp, not happening.
Uh-huh.
All right, and unfortunately, there's a list of other shows that they try to bring back as well. One being Clueless. They wanted to have a Clueless reboot.
As a TV show? I never actually watched the TV show. I only saw the movie, so I never saw the show when it came out.
Was there a TV
Clueless? I thought that they tried to do a Clueless show.
I think you're right about
that.
I think they did try, and it failed flat.
Uh-huh. I need my cast.
Yeah, that one, The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. Remember that business?
Yes.
That was big for a period of time. That's so hot. Was that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was
Now, who was going to play on the Simple Life reboot?
It would be Kelly Osbourne and Kimberly Stewart.
Well, okay. That's why.
All right.
Why didn't you say it like that?
Who the heck is Kimberly Stewart?
Kimberly Stewart.
That's Rod Stewart's daughter. She's a very Hollywood elite. So.
She's Rod Stewart's daughter.
Kristen Stewart's cousin.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you Google Kimberly Stewart, you've probably seen her in something. So.
Okay.
But the fact that I'd have to Google her is the exact reason why that show was canceled.
Yeah.
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah.
On the K92 Morning Thing.
All right, we haven't done this in a while, but it is Tuesday, so let's bring back Not Today Tuesday today. So who or what are you saying Not Today Tuesday in? Start texting in to 52353. Not Today Tuesday is an opportunity for you to throw out those first world problems that might seem minor, but they're getting on your nerves today, because I'm going to say Not Today Tuesday to unlocking a brand new fear at the car wash. So we got Not Today Tuesday coming up next right here on K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And real quick, I want to say happy birthday to Haley from Goodview.
Woo!
She turns 11 today.
Happy birthday. Hope you
have a great day at school. Learn a lot.
You should skip school.
No.
Stay home for your birthday.
Stop it. Stay home and eat cupcakes.
Exactly. Live it up.
Not today.
You can say not today to go into school on your birthday.
Her mom's listening right now. I'm like, Antoine, you better stop it. Stop it right now.
Yeah, but we want to find out who or what are you saying Not Today Tuesday to. We're already getting text messages in to 52353. Let's see. We got a text message that says, Dylan with a crazy sister-in-law. Not today. Another one says, not today to rude parents who are rude to teachers and principals. Yeah, we already got to deal with your kids all day. The least you can do is be nice to us before you give us these gremlins.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday, Haley.
Hey!
I am saying Not Today Tuesday to a brand new fear being unlocked for me. So I went to the car wash the other day, and I go to this automatic car wash called Zips. And, you know, with all the salt that they put down on the road for the snow and the ice on my black vehicle, it covers it.
Yes.
So I go to get a car wash. The line is through, like, it's into the street.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm going through to get my car washed, all I could think about is, what if the car behind me rams me from behind? And I don't know why, but I started freaking out. Like, what if for some reason they speed up? Even though we're on the same
track.
Did
you look in the mirror and see the person and thinking?
I'm staring in the mirror the entire time.
Oh.
Hoping to not see them. It got so bad. My anxiety got so bad. I almost put my car in drive and tried to move a little forward. I didn't because I knew that would break the car wash. But I started freaking out.
Well, one time I almost had a wreck in a car wash.
Oh, come on, Chris. What? You ain't helping
Listen,
my Tuesday.
No. At the end, you know where your car is drying? The car in front of me put on their brakes so it could sit there a little bit longer so it would dry better. And my car was still rolling into them, and I was getting ready to hit them. I'm like blowing on the horn. Move, move, move.
Oh, man.
They moved at the very last second.
Yeah, well, see, you really didn't help him.
You are ruining
you
this
help
for
him
me
at all.
Right now. Monica, who or what are you saying not today, Tuesday, too?
I'm saying not today, Tuesday, to myself, because we all go to the same coffee shop in the morning. We all go grab our Starbucks, and you both received stoppers in your coffee. I did not. And I feel like I'm missing out on my stopper.
How does it feel to be God's least favorite?
I'm just crying in the corner right now.
We got a text message into 52353 from Elena in Caldwell, West Virginia, saying, not today, crumbly Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the Pop-Tart, or if you have a granola bar, good luck.
Nutri-Grain bar.
Woo!
Get all the crumbs. Chris, who or what are you saying not today, Tuesday, too?
I'm saying not today to the bag of kettle chips I was eating when I was trying to watch TV. They were crunching too loud. I couldn't hear the TV.
I
hate that.
I had that happen over the weekend. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Every time I take a crunch, I have to reverse the show.
Yeah.
So I can hear what I missed while I was trying to eat my chips.
It's like if there was
Why can't we do both and still hear the TV?
Yeah, detach our mouth from our face and just for a second to eat and then, you know, reattach.
Do you watch TV with subtitles on?
I can't stand that. I don't understand how people can do that.
I hear it so much better when subtitles are on, guys.
No.
Like, my ears work 10 times better.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we want to know, what's your algorithm right now? When I say your algorithm, what is social media pushing you towards? We're already getting text messages in to 52353. Someone said, Facebook algorithm, travel ads like Hilton, or credit card travel rewards.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Do you believe that the algorithm is like kind of your subconscious? It's telling you what you want, even though you don't know that you want that.
Yeah, or the phone just listens and said, oh, you said travel, we got you.
Right.
Because right now I have two very strong algorithms. I have one on Instagram and I have one on TikTok.
TikTok is...
The one on Instagram makes sense to me. It's for necklaces.
Oh.
Because trying to figure out if I can pull off a necklace. I haven't worn a necklace since I was in high school when it had my jersey number on there. But I've always, like, since then, I'm like, I want to go back to that. So now on my Instagram, I'm getting a bunch of different kinds of necklaces.
Okay, are you getting Flavor Flav?
No.
Okay.
Monica, I'm not going Flavor Flav.
All right.
That's my Instagram algorithm. My TikTok one is Country Line Dances. Do I have any intentions of going to Sidewinders on a Tuesday line dancing class?
No. Why not?
But just in case I find myself on a Saturday night in Franklin County, I need to be prepared. And so I've just found myself watching country line dancing.
Okay. So it's going to happen. TikTok is going to push you to it.
I'm going to know how to do it. I'm going to tell you that.
You move out the way.
Nothing else. What's your algorithm right now?
Okay, right now for TikTok, I have babies and the North Sea. So it's a lot
Tell
of...
Tell us more.
When you go to the North Sea, it just like videos showing how dangerous it is out there and how people are just falling into the oceans and it's just treacherous. It's I don't know. I have that and frozen gators. So with the weather being so cold, for some reason, there's a lot of people talking about how there's an alligator frozen in a pond. And I'm like, oh, why am I watching this? But I don't know. They're breathing. They poked a little hole through the ice. I'm like, okay. Have you seen that? You haven't seen that in your algorithm?
Nope, that's not my algorithm. That's not mine.
All right, so my current algorithm on Instagram is animal rescues.
Okay.
It shows the dog that's
covered
been,
in oil.
No, it shows the dog. No, it shows the dog that's been at the shelter for say 350 days, and then
man.
He finally gets adopted. I have a lot of those. Hey, I'm finally adopted. Dog videos.
It's making you cry.
Yeah, it does tear me up. Yeah. And then on TikTok, it's dessert recipes. It's like quick, easy desserts.
That's I love that.
That's not a bad one at all.
Yeah.
I've been watching people eat on TikTok, too. Have you watched those videos?
Oh, where no.
You don't watch those?
I
kind of want to say it out loud because I want your TikTok algorithm to change.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the mukbang videos where they're just shoveling food
Eating
in their
seafood.
Mouth?
Seafood.
Yes.
I hate both of you guys.
Yeah, no, that's so weird, but yet I can't help but watch.
And I need to make a correction. I just opened up my Instagram, and it's not necklaces. That's my algorithm. It's chains.
Oh.
It's chains. I feel like there's a difference there. So it's Instagram chains that's killing my algorithm.
So it's, you want to be sitting on, does your chain hang low? Does
exactly. It the floor? But yeah, so what's your algorithm? What is social media pushing you towards? Text in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. We want to know what your subconscious actually wants.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica Antoine. It's Chris and Monica and Antoine. I just said that, but you know, just wanted to make sure we get our names out there as much as possible.
You know, Chris, I'm too tired for it. I was like, hold on. Maybe it's just in my head that he said.
All right, so we're going to play
before 9 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to play K92's wordplay right now with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Let's do it.
With a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancelot Sports Complex up for grabs.
Hey, Corey, are you familiar with who's on the show? It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris this morning.
Yeah.
All right, Corey, so you have to decide, who do you want to play with, Chris or Monica?
Monica.
All right, you're going to play with Monica. Send her out of here.
I don't blame you for picking Monica since I can't remember who's on the show.
Now, while Monica's making it out to the soundproof chamber, Corey, what is your algorithm right now? Where is social media pointing you if we were to get on your Instagram or your TikTok?
The North Sea and Basset Hounds.
The North Sea and Basset Hounds.
I feel like a lot of people have pet algorithms.
And, well, it sounds like a bunch of people have North Sea.
Yeah.
The North Sea seems to be a thing. All right, well, here we go. We're going to jump into the game. So when Monica comes back from the soundproof chamber, Corey, I'm going to give her 5 words, and she is just going to say the first word that pops in her head. So you just have to accurately predict what she's going to say, okay?
Okay.
All right, so what's Monica going to say when I give her the word photo?
Camera.
Photo camera. How about the word ice?
Skate.
Ice skate. What about eye?
Glasses.
Eyeglass. I like that one. What about Rocky?
Fighting.
Rocky what?
Fighting.
Oh, Rocky fighting. So you're thinking Rocky Balboa. Okay. I was thinking Rocky Road, but that's all right. And then the last one is going to be a person. So who is Monica going to think of when we say Justin?
Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. All right. So we got photo camera, ice skating, eyeglasses, Rocky fighting, and Justin Timberlake. You need to get 2 out of 5 to win a 4-pack of tickets at Lancelot Sports Complex. I feel good about it. If you don't get the 2 out of 5, it's Monica's fault. It's not yours.
Okay.
And Monica, while you're coming back to the microphone, Corey's algorithm is sending her to the North Sea.
Okay.
With some Basset Hounds.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's scary, right?
Yeah.
The North Sea.
See, all this talking about it's going to be on my phone, and I'm going to hate both of you forever. All right, here we go. Monica, your first word. Photo.
Album.
Photo album. That's a good one. Corey, did you say photo album?
No.
What did you say?
Camera.
Photo camera.
Okay.
She was getting us there, just not all the way. Your next word is ice.
Skate.
Ice skate. I mean, she's trying to win a 4-pack of tickets to go ice skating. Uh-huh. Corey, what did you say?
Skate.
There we go. Ice skate, Lancelot Sports Complex. Your next word is eye.
Ball.
Eyeball. Corey, what did you say?
Glasses.
Okay.
You guys are so close. Oh, if only man. It was North Sea and babies and not North Sea and Basset Hounds. The next one, Rocky.
Okay. Rocky Mountains.
Rocky Mountains. Rocky Mountains work. Rocky Top. What did Rocky you say, Bobo. Corey?
I said fighting.
Rocky Balboa is what she was thinking of. So she said Rocky fighting. The last one's always a celebrity. This is one of the most popular names. Justin.
Ooh. Timberlake. He's been in the news.
He's been
all over the place. New songs, new music,
new
all
music
that stuff.
New music coming
out
Thursday on K92. Yes. Just had a concert in Memphis. Corey, what Justin did you say?
Timberlake.
Yeah! Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Are you a big Justin Timberlake fan, Corey?
I used to be.
Hey, well, you know what? He popped up in my TikTok and he was all right.
Justin Randall Timberlake, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he performed over the weekend and I was like, okay.
Yeah, he's got a new song called Selfish that we're going to premiere just after 8 o'clock on Thursday. It's really good. So if you've been a Justin Timberlake fan for a while, I think you'll like this song.
Yeah, well, Corey, you have the 4-pack of tickets of the ice skating passes for Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton, all from K92.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right, I dreamt last night that my spirit rose from a toilet bowl.
Oh, I thought you were just telling us that, though.
No.
Like, right there was like, where
it was an out of the potty experience.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
Okay.
Hate it. Decent start.
So I found $20 laying in the parking lot and thought to myself, what would Jesus do?
What would
so
he
I
do?
Turned it into wine.
Okay. All right, all right.
I support your habit. I support it.
What do you call imaginary people from Sweden?
What?
Artificial sweeteners.
That's cute.
That was Splenda.
Uh-huh.
See what I did there.
Not to brag, but I just got hired as a fitness model. Yeah, they used me as the before picture.
Oh. But you still get paid.
Yeah, it's a proud moment. And finally, what are the two sexiest animals on the farm?
Mm. What are they?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
That took me a second.
Yeah.
I got it, though.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
So we'd like to introduce you to either Valeria or Valeria.
It all sounds like a condition to me. Either way you say it.
You need antibiotics regardless. Because her name is spelled V-A-L-E-R-I-A. And it doesn't say it in the audio clip, whether it's Valeria or Valeria.
They didn't want to say it either.
But she is a World War II veteran who was born in Michigan and is now living in Florida. She just celebrated her 101st birthday. And so here's her daughter, Eileen, talking about all of her accomplishments. And then
how
we have
Eileen?
And then we have the birthday girl jumping in, giving you the secret to long life.
She raised 7 children, and life was tough on the farm, and so she always wanted to give back. She knew how important healthcare was and how important it was for the community to help one another.
What's my secret to a long life? To drink all the booze you can drink.
Come on.
Be honest.
Did she say drink all the booze you can drink?
Drink all the booze you can drink. It sounded like she had had a drink
or
two.
A drink or five, yes.
Awesome. My kid life is drink all the booze. That you're gonna drink.
Don't be doing that to Valeria.
Look, if she's happy drinking all the booze, just let her.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing about her, World War II veteran, she was in the Navy, and in World War II or during World War II, she taught the soldiers how to drop bombs. She taught them that part. Like, that's
how
influential she was to World War II.
Mm.
And if nothing else, if we haven't learned anything else today, it's drink all the booze that you can. And I support her and everything she stands for. Sweet but Cycle, Ava Max, K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And don't forget, it is Downtown Rowan Oaks Restaurant Week.
Yeah, it is. And I'm excited because I think I want to feel fancy this week because there's so many participating restaurants that are a part of Rowan Oaks Restaurant Week restaurants that you might not have tried before or restaurants that you want to try again because they're giving deals on lunch and dinner. And I'm looking at the list right now.
What are you thinking?
RowanOaksRestaurantWeek.com. Billy's. They got
burger.
Locked in dinner for $45 at Billy's all week long.
Oh, but you know what? But Billy's is great. Also, Lucky. If you haven't been to Lucky downtown, they have wonderful food as well as they have their signature ice cubes.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So when they make their nice drinks, they put these cubes in and you can order just cubes. I've done it before.
So what's special about their ice cubes?
They have like is it they're purple from whatever ingredients they use?
I'm just
and
curious on how Monica's going to answer this question.
As the cubes melt, they make your drink taste even better. So if you have like a bourbon or something, it'll just slowly melt into your drink and give it more flavor. It enhances the flavor. Yeah, but they're fancy cubes.
But yeah, there are so many restaurants. You just go to RoanokeRestaurantWeek.com. You'll see all of the restaurants that are participating as well as the locked-in prices. So maybe you go to All Four Authors for lunch today, $15. Or go to Beamer's for lunch, another $15. Cabo Fish Tacos having a $35 restaurant choice dinner.
Okay.
So many options. Make sure you check it out all week long. We are excited for it. Something we're also excited for, Lancelot Sports Complex. We want you to go ice skating on
K92. Oh my gosh. Well, we have tickets for you, ice skating passes for Lancelot. So you can win those tickets at 8:20 tomorrow with K92's Wordplay.
Yeah, we're doing that all week. And then don't forget, we're giving away $1,000. You're shot to win that four times a day, 720, 920, 320, and 520. We'll give you a code word to enter at K92radio.com, right there where you see the $1,000 plastic payoff.
And tomorrow's Wednesday on the thing, so make sure you are here at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a brand new ladies' room for you. What drama has Monica found for us to discuss? We want to get your opinions on it. So we have a brand new ladies' room tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock right here on the thing. But before we get out of here,
we have the morning thing nuggets. The older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana.
Look, brown bananas need love, too.
I guess they do. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Tulu.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.